6:37. Now, a man from Monmouth is preparing to take part in an extreme Canadian Arctic challenge. 56-year-old Paul Foch is planning to compete in the 430-mile Montane Yukon Arctic Ultra, which is universally recognised as the hardest, most gruelling ultra race on the planet. He's flying to Canada today before he takes on the challenge this Saturday morning, Paul.
Good morning, Claire.
I can see you smiling. Just when I read that out and you realise what's ahead of you, I know you head off today. How are you feeling?
Actually, very nervous. Probably the most nervous I've been I've done a few of these races and probably the most nervous I've been for a while. So, but I'm hoping that's a good sign. It means I'm not underestimating the challenge ahead of me.
Why are you so nervous? Because you know what's in store?
Absolutely. There's an expression in these kind of ultra races, DNF, did not finish. And there are people who have a theory that DNFing is good for you because it strengthens your character and you can learn from it. It fills me full of fear, the idea of DNFing again, for whatever reason. And there are many reasons why you don't finish a race. When I went out to Canada 4 years ago to do the self-same race, I actually DNFed. I quit on the first night. I wasn't injured. Everything in theory was in place. I was fully fit. But at minus 45, when I couldn't feel my hands, and every time I took my mitts off to put some food in my mouth, my hands took another half an hour to come back to life again. I just decided, actually, I don't want to be here. I want to go home. And actually, when that mindset is like that, it's then very difficult to change it. And contemplate a further 400 miles, whatever else I had to do in that race, to complete that race. So yeah. Once you lose your head, you're out. So the mind is in the right place, and So just basically, I'm hopefully in the right zone now of I'm going to get this one done.
Yeah, and you can understand why it's only got a 20% completion race. I mean, it is as tough comes. How do you train for something like this, Paul?
Training comes in two or three fold, really. The basic fitness training is, lots of people do it in different ways, but I try and replicate what I'm going to be doing out on the trail. So on the trail, I will be walking for, on average, about 16 hours a day. And so in my training, I just try and do lots and lots of back-to-back sessions. So I live in Monmouthshire. I will, on my longest training days, do about 14 hours. I have an office in Newport, so I drive my car to work in Newport, then I'll walk home the one day, about 13, 13 and a half hours. The next day I'll get up, turn around and walk back into Newport. And it's just forcing yourself to do these kind of things in the dark, in the rain, dare I say it, dodging cars on the A road sometimes, being sprayed with puddles. It's all very unglamorous.
And you've been dragging a tyre behind you as well, haven't you? What has been the reaction to that?
Not necessarily on the roads, but certainly around the forest trails and so on, just to replicate dragging my pulk, my sled. So, yeah, during the race, I'll be dragging all my provisions behind me in my pulk. And it's just getting used to really having that thing dragging behind you for 430 miles.
Wow. People shouting, excuse me, you've got a tyre behind you.
Absolutely. You've got a flatmate.
I can imagine the reaction. I mean, clearly, Paul, it's a huge personal challenge for you, but also an important one because you're raising money for charity. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Clamai is a charity we've now been involved with for about 5 years. We started working with them thinking we'll work with them for a year or so. And have never really stopped, really. They're just such an amazing charity, and the work they do is phenomenal. For those that don't know Clamai, they work with young adults to keep them from being homeless, as well as working with women who have suffered from domestic abuse. And I know, you know, lots of us are passionate about charities we're involved with, but they are phenomenal. The work they do, the frontline services they offer are just absolutely incredible. And if you ever have an opportunity, anybody, to look at their website and read some of their stories, actually just making me kind of well up now, really. Mm-hmm. Some of the things you hear that they've done and been able to help people with, people, particularly some of the people who have suffered domestic abuse, it's just stuff that should never happen. And their CEO, Francis Beach, is just so passionate, and that really permeates through the whole charity. So, yeah, they're a wonderful charity. and it's just great to be able to raise some money for them.
What an amazing thing you're about to do. And I know you're hoping to raise £6,000. 13 days, maybe we can catch up with you because, you know, hopefully at the very end of this, you'll want to come back on and chat about how brilliant it was and how you feel so accomplished in finishing. If you're up for that, Paul, we'll catch up with you in a week or so and find out how you're doing.
Yeah, would absolutely love to.
Good luck. We'll be thinking of you. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Paul Foch there from Monmouth, setting off today to Canada, about to take part in that extreme Canadian Arctic Challenge. It's a 6:42.